I therefore propose that the principles of protamine structure be applied to the end termini of the histone octamer. A corollary of this is that we shall be presuming a non-helical DNA structure for the histone DNA complex, or nucleosome, as we did for protamine. There's no point in arguing this here, as there are already over 4 hours of PowerPoint slides on this website which show in extensive detail why it is a virtual certainty that DNA in living cells cannot possibly have a helical twist. Another assumption we shall be making is that the published crystal structure of the histone octamer core is correct. I wish I could feel as confident of that as I do about the previous two assumptions. The current histone octamer structure was deduced by Roger Kornberg and his associates, who employed the great tools of data analysis and logic, but it was later confirmed by X-ray crystallography, which is a less great tool. It should hardly be necessary to point this out in the year 2013, but objects that are hydrated do not necessarily have the same structures as objects that are dehydrated.